Welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Readers Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, you're Carter. We're brothers. We read comics.
Pause.
Today we read manga.
What? Yeah. What's the last word of that whole intro that you say? We read what?
Comics.
Interesting. Interesting this week, isn't it?
Yeah, I just corrected myself. I said we read manga.
Yeah. And I'm not happy about it.
Manga is comics.
I read the whole thing and the whole story was going backwards the whole time.
I low-key like swiped the wrong way.
Dude, yeah, it's weird and confusing.
By the end, like, there are no zombies.
Yeah. by the end, he just has a dead-end job.
Yeah. Nothing got better.
But, yeah, we're reading a fucking manga this week because this weeb across from me named Carter.
That's me. So,
wanted to come on and read manga, I guess. So
I was not for anything, but I'm more...
Whose idea was it to read
something? Educated with the manga.
Mine, because I've read it before and I like it.
You heard good things? Oh, you just read it.
I'm on like chapter like 41 right now.
Holy shit.
Jesus.
How many are there?
80.
Wow, that's a lot too.
Yeah. Wait.
So this one has like the first four chapters?
Three and a half.
Yeah. That was weird that it had a one half, but...
Yeah.
Anyway,
so they do that sometimes.
We'll talk about that later. We have some time codes for different segments of our podcast. Carter knows them and he's going to tell them.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
And it starts with, you know, just a little layup there. It starts with the news and then goes into the book and then the back matter and then the pull list. So the Carter was about to say that.
But, I was. I knew the news.
Did you rehearse that in the car or something?
No. I should have prepped you.
I only knew the news.
Fucking say during this whole podcast.
And we're at the news. Did you have any news? I wasn't really looking, I guess.
I guess, like...
I was on Twitter enough or something.
Let's see, actually. Well, Superman was cast today. Did you see that?
Really?
Yeah, as confirmed by James Gunn, it's going to be David Corenswet and Rachel Brosnahan.
Okay, I wanted Corenswet. Like, weird name, but he looks like
you want Corenswet?
Best choice. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you have a picture of them?
Yeah, here's a picture of them together. So
yeah, he's got a good face.
Yeah,
he's
gonna be
our new Superman.
Yeah.
He's got a very blocky face. So that's just what I need.
There are better angles that I saw. I'm like, that guy.
Yeah.
Well, as far as like the short list that people were like saying were like,
yeah, I thought Nicholas Holt was a weird one.
You know? Maybe Lex Luthor if they.
Oh
want.
Yeah. So I think
that one means of the Skarsgård
is going to be Lex.
Alexander?
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Or Bill.
Whoever was in John Wick 4. Did you see that movie?
Bill. Yeah, with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, you're right.
We went to that late show.
And you guys dipped. Like, right after.
Sarah was so tired and over it.
Yeah, that's totally fair.
Yeah, anyway.
I saw John Wick 4 with Daniel, and because we saw it so late, it was ending like around midnight, and as soon as the credits hit, they both get up and just leave. I didn't even say bye to them.
Away.
We were waiting for you to like come down, but then you like didn't come down right away. And so she's like, I'm so tired. Can we leave? I'm like, yeah, I guess.
Were you waiting for like post creds or something?
I don't remember what I was doing. To be honest, I felt like I just came down because I was like, I'm tired. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, so, it ended at like 11 or something.
That's funny.
Jesus.
This could be fake, but I think Schmidt from New Girl is going to be the Flash in an audio series that's produced by Apple TV. It's called The Flash... Escape the Midnight Circus.
29.
So that's pretty cool.
I hope it just sounds like Schmidt, like pretending to be Barry Allen.
It'd be like, Batman!
Speed Force!
I gotta go to Speed Force. Yeah, he's great in that show. But I think that's really...
Are you the criminals? And the statistics?
It's a good show.
That'd be interesting, and I will experience it.
But it's like an audio thing on Apple TV, so I don't understand how that works.
Because
that's, you know, as it...
Yeah, like, what are we looking at?
It's TV, yeah. So animated, I guess you just put it on in the background, I don't know. Damn. And then Mark Miller is going to be doing a Superman thing at DC next year, I think.
Like a book?
Like a book.
Cool.
He said Superman project next year, and he's going to be on with the world's greatest artist. And that's all he said.
So Ryan Otley? Or? That'd be crazy.
That would be crazy. I would assume it's somebody he's worked with before, but I don't think it's Quietly again, you know? Oh, wait.
He did
All
Star.
That's Grant Morrison. Yeah. Sorry. It might be Quietly then, but I doubt Quietly would do it again. So I don't know.
Maybe Lionel.
Could be. Yeah.
That'd be something.
So that's all I have. Did you have anything, Daniel?
No, but I have a question for Carter.
Yeah. Okay.
Because a One Piece live action trailer came out. How do you feel?
I did see that, or at least I saw like clips of it. I think that the actors themselves, to be fair, I saw the actor for Luffy, the main character, and he actually looked like pretty good for being a live action character of an anime character.
Right.
But like his voice is just, it just is not it.
Yeah.
For what does Luffy normally sound like?
Actually, pretty annoying, but
really?
So
and how many episodes of that show have you watched?
I think I'm on episode it's over 1,000.
Over 1,000?
No, 1,050, I think, dude, I think to be honest, I think I'm over like I think it's at right now like 1,150.
That's what the show is at, or that's what you're at?
That's where the show is at, and that's where I'm at. I'm caught up.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm caught up on all episodes of One Piece.
Wow.
And a bunch of other different animes that are over 1,000 episodes. So.
I don't think I've watched over 1,000 episodes of all of the TV in the last
of
5
all
years.
TV.
Yeah,
but if you take all the TV that you guys watch, it's all like an hour long. So
three episodes.
It could equal, yeah.
One Piece is like 20 minutes. Thing. Right.
Yeah, they're like 20. They're like 20-minute episodes, pretty much.
Even still, that's a lot. That's like
it is a lot.
That's like 20 million hours, I think.
And I counted how many anime I watched before I came here. It's like 120.
Oh my lord!
Like
the different anime. Wow.
And those all vary in episodes.
Yeah.
He can have his own podcast.
That's true. Yeah.
I know anime podcast.
a lot of people had issues with the way Buggy looked. How did you feel about that?
I don't think I saw him. I'd have to look it up.
There was like a very, very quick glimpse of him.
I feel like it would be hard to judge the way he looks because he just has a bunch of makeup on most of the time.
Right.
So I don't know how.
If you had to explain One Piece to me in like 30 seconds right now, go.
So a boy who wants to be the king of the pirates, which controls all of the sea. He's setting on an adventure to live freely and find the One Piece, which is like the ultimate treasure.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also like a power system where you eat a fruit and then you lose your ability to swim, but you get a very overpowered ability that you can use in fights. And in this case, Luffy, the main character, has the ability to super stretch pretty much. Mm. So like he can like basically shoot, like swing his
time.
Arm. God damn it.
Honestly, he did pretty good because whenever I asked Daniel to explain something, he's like, so there's like a dude, he wears like a straw hat.
Is
this the photo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he just kind of looks kind of creepy, but I think that would be fine with me. I don't really think that's that big of a deal.
Are you going to watch it?
I'll probably watch it. I probably won't like it, but yeah. I'll probably just watch it just because that I'm this far into One Piece. I might as well just watch all the movies.
Yeah.
You got to probably watch it thinking like they're trying to make it as cool as possible with it being live action, you know?
I wonder, it would be so hard to translate into live action, I imagine, with how much there is, like how much are they trying to pack into like a season?
It might just be just like an arc, which is like a chapter.
I assume. Thank you for explaining an arc.
You're welcome. I don't know if you know.
That is a series of chapters.
Oh, wow. Really? In a book with pictures?
Yeah.
That's backwards.
Yeah. Yeah, that's backwards traditionally. I assume so, but like how many seasons could they really get out of it? It's interesting. So I guess we'll see.
True.
That's the only One Piece I'm ever going to consume. I'm only going to watch live action version.
I'm sure it'll
that's the best.
I'm sure it'll be canceled after one season.
I'm sure it'll probably be super bad. So I'm not expecting anything really. So
cool.
From the picture you showed me of David Cornsweat, I looked up his height just because he looks kind of small. He's 6'4".
Damn, that's like a Superman height.
I was like, Jesus,
that dude
looks
like roids.
He looks 5'10".
I bet the people that were auditioning for Superman had to go like they're probably like waiting in line right to go audition, and then there's one of those like have to be this tall to ride.
Yeah,
and it's at least 6'2". Like,
yeah, like it doesn't even matter.
Some dudes have like high heels on. Just to,
yeah, probably
they like casted like Lois Lane first, and then they drew that line. You know,
yeah,
you have to be taller than her. Sorry.
Yeah, nothing much. So.
Alrighty, Carter, is this your first comic?
Actually, yeah, I don't read, to be like, for as many anime that I've watched, I don't read manga, I don't read comics, so this is as far as I've really gone into.
You never like
actually reading
an anime, never ended, you're like, I have to know what happens,
and no,
then you just read the manga.
You're like, well, I guess I gotta wait.
No, because it my like the way I do things is like I can't put on paper what it would look like on like the screen, and I couldn't put it together, so it wouldn't be as cool, so sure. I just wait. Even though it's like 3 years,
yeah,
or whenever for a new season to
you
drop.
You seem to fill the void just fine.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, there's plenty out there.
Yeah, so. If you're waiting on an anime, you can just watch another anime.
Yeah, there's so yeah. many of them.
Yeah.
How did you feel reading something that you really had no frame of reference for? Like, the anime is not out yet, and
true.
Like, did you like enjoy it as much as you would like a new anime? Or
yeah, it was actually really good. Like when I swiped the wrong way, they actually taught me how to read it. So, because if they didn't,
hey, dipshit,
I probably
this is Viz Manga.
Like, it?
Because I probably would have read it the wrong way. I would have been lost.
That's so funny.
But it was actually really good. Like, yeah, I didn't even know what it was until like 2 days ago when you asked me if I wanted to be on the pod, and I was like, sure. But it was actually really good, and I got the gist of it, and it was super funny, and it showed like his freeness.
Yeah,
of how he wants to live his life in his verse.
They draw really good zombies in this too.
I do like the zombies.
They're pretty sick.
We read Zom 100 by Haro Aso and Kotaro Takata, and
Buck List of the Dead.
Kotaro is pretty fucking good at drawing zombies. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, they're pretty sick.
Like we've read a couple different zombies things. We've read The Walking Dead, Kiss the Zombies, this.
Afterlife with Archie.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Those are good zombies too.
Can't believe you got that. Yeah.
we read a comic where the band Kiss from the 80s are in a zombie apocalypse. And it's way better than it
great book.
Ever like, deserved
it,
to be.
It was shockingly so good.
I was like, just screaming at the zombies. It's one of my favorites,
yeah. But this, like, they have a really good design for the zombies, like with the eyes being like completely white.
Yeah.
And very creative with, you know, how decayed they are. So I was pretty surprised about that.
How did you feel about, like, you know, just the amount of content you get in this one chapter?
I did blow through it pretty quick.
Yeah.
So I can see why this might even be more accessible, like, to, like, young readers and stuff, too, because it's not like you're really committing that much.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you're buying a trade of, like, comic books, that's, like, I'm like, a slow reader. I'm probably a faster reader than, like, most, like, kids, I guess, that would go pick up comics.
Yeah.
And for me, like a traditional trade would probably take me like 2 hours to read, maybe hour and a half, maybe something like that. So, but reading through this, like, you could blow through it pretty fast, and yeah, I enjoyed it. It was fun. I like the concept of it, because, you know, as someone that's currently in a 9-to-5 job that I do happen to enjoy, it's not as brutal as this. So if anyone from Microsoft is listening, you know,
it's
you're
a
my
joke.
Favorite coworker.
It's a
don't
joke.
Tell anybody.
It's a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke. I can see why, like, someone would get so fed up with, like, their job that they'd be happy about a zombie apocalypse, you know?
Yeah.
And be like, this is an opportunity.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think this is a really strong, like, first chapter. These are kind of longer than manga chapters that I'm used to. Like, normally they might like, 8 chapters in a trade, you know, over the same length.
Oh, okay.
You know, so this one is a little bit bigger, like, 60 pages. For the first one.
Yeah, but still only like 2 things happen each chapter, really.
Yeah, know? But this first one just really like establishes the spirit really well, because it's like that consistently. And
yeah.
It like gets the point across really quickly. But the thing you kind of have to think about when you're just reading this one trade, this one like volume, is that it's like setting up for this like long form storytelling, you know?
You'll have to tell us about it.
So it's not going to... I'll tell you some of the highlights, but...
Okay. Cool. Well, let's get into it. So, main character's name's Akira Tendo. He's just started his job at like this production company, I think, and it's like
marketing.
The job. It's a what?
Marketing.
Marketing, sure. company, and it's like the marketing company of his dreams. And then he quickly falls into like the corporate grind. And his first day, he's like working all nighters. He's got like a shitty boss. He's got like bad customers, but he does like his coworker named Otori, who like ends up helping to keep him sane as he works there for like 3 years. And this dude's room is so fucked. It's like so messy.
It's like disgusting. Your room, bro.
I know. My room has looked like that a couple times. I'm not going to lie. Especially in college. But like this guy could not walk around.
He like doesn't take out his trash. It's just at least he puts stuff in the trash bags.
Yeah, he puts it in a bag. But he puts just it leaves
in
it.
The trash bags and then leaves the trash bag on the floor. And then he like piles water bottles and shit around it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But like, I wonder who worked the job. I assume like the person that wrote it probably worked some sort of 9-to-5 job. I wonder like what he had to be like, I want to make a zombie book about this kid that just loves the zombie apocalypse because he hates his job, you know? Because it'd be interesting to see.
Unlike the panels where it's like, I don't want to go. You could like on the background, there's like the black lines that are like treading down. Like he like super really does not want to go. Yeah. I feel like they did a good job portraying how much like he was like, it's like just complaining so grim about it. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. So
it's like, I feel that. Yeah.
So one day Akira wakes up and he's heading to work and he runs into a zombie and he's like, oh shit. And then he runs away and he runs into more zombies. And then Akira quickly realizes that he doesn't have to go to work and he just like feels liberated. He's like, fuck yes. And he's like, then he's like, I want to find Otori and make sure that she's safe. But it is funny. Like he runs into the zombie and then he like quickly warms up to like this idea and just becomes comfortable like running around zombies pretty quickly. And there's a moment when he's like free of work and he's like, I can appreciate the colors again. But it's funny in this because this is a black and white book, obviously. So they're showing like, he's like, oh, I can appreciate the blueness of the sky, and it's just black and white for us. Yeah. And it's like, oh, the green of the trees.
That'd be great if it was just colored from here.
I would be actually that would be kind of crazy. Yeah. I'd be like, wow.
A couple of things. There's this like bit in this where he was talking about Otori, like his crush at work.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how, oh, if I'm just like really good at my job, she'll be like impressed. Yeah. I'm like, I've never worked harder at work to impress anybody.
Yeah, that would be
That's
weird.
That's where I met my wife. I didn't act like I was better at work, you know?
Yeah, you weren't like, I have to get the highest sales or
numbers
whatever.
And like impress her, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to brag about my KPIs quarterly to her. You know, like, that is funny.
But she's bad though, if you see that.
She's pretty bad.
I was like, Jesus.
Yeah. I could see why he's
and she's smashing the boss.
Smashing the boss. She is smashing the boss. Oh, man.
Like heartbreaking.
That's
like
tough. That's the horrible.
Could just leave that out.
But people do work like super hard in Japan.
Yeah.
So I could see why that would be his mindset, being like, oh, let me prove myself.
Especially like animator drawers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, even like manga artists, you like hear stories about how they work themselves to like the hospital pretty much.
Yeah, it's crazy. Dude, especially MAPPA.
Yeah.
The ones who do Attack on Titan, a bunch of different other anime like that. They're like working on so many different anime all at one time. It's kind of crazy.
Same with like the dude who does One Piece.
The animation people?
No, the writer of it.
Oda,
yeah. He writes and draws it and then puts out chapters like every week.
It's crazy.
He like he's old.
What a grind. Know?
He is old.
And he has to like go to the hospital like once a year for
just over-exhaustion.
Yeah, that dude's grinding. But he's also worth like a couple hundred million. So
easily, yeah.
Wow. Is he ever going to end it?
It's actually coming to an end. I don't know how many more episodes or how long. I think,
this
I think
like he last says like arc,
three
right?
to... I think from what I heard, is like another 3 to 5 years of
the manga?
Of the animation.
Yeah, like, let's wrap it up.
Of the anime. of the animation. I don't know about the manga because I don't follow it, but
okay.
But that's what I heard of.
Do you know if the manga's still going?
Yeah, it's not very far behind. Like the manga, the anime is not very far behind the manga.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, they crank those out.
Wow. I like this first reveal of like the zombie and like the splash page.
Yeah, I was about to bring that up. That looks really hard.
The close-up is so good. And then like the eyes as well. Like normally like when you see them far away, it's just like white eyes. But getting to see like what their pupils look like and stuff and how like just
the veiny the eyes
are. Rancid their skin is. It looks really cool.
Yeah, like that happened really quickly. Like that, like overnight.
Yeah, I know. And it's like everybody's a zombie.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Then do they ever like explore like how people become zombies? I guess it doesn't really matter.
I haven't gotten to that bit if they do.
Yeah.
But it's mostly just survival that I've read.
I feel like zombie stories don't really do that anymore. They're like, how did this happen? You know?
Because there's only so many explanations, you know?
Yeah. Like eating bad like hamburger or whatever. Bad cow meat. So when Akira gets to Otori's place, he finds his old boss is now a zombie and he's completely naked because they were smashing. And He uses his like rugby skills from before to like tackle him and take him down.
And he also like quits.
And
like,
then, yeah. It was just pretty funny.
He tells the zombie man to quit.
Yeah.
Like, and, I hope there's no hard feelings, and like tackles these two.
And Otori is also there, and she's also a zombie. So he runs off.
And her tits are out.
And her tits are out. Yeah.
Some zombie titties.
A bit of a horny book at times.
I don't think it's any more horny than
any other
Zombieland.
Disagree.
Zombieland has titties in it.
Ah, like in the beginning.
Yeah.
Same. That's all you need. This one has more in titties. The beginning.
How many more titties?
Approximately four. Four more, I think. I can think of two other times, I think, that there are titties.
I think I've only seen one other panel where there are titties on it.
It just gets worse, honestly. There's this, this is like German character that's like pretty bad too.
Oh wow.
And so she comes in.
Yeah. And in this manga, like a lot of zombies, a lot of people are having sex whenever this happened, it seems like.
Yeah.
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 Oh yeah.
Like how fast did it happen? Like was someone getting like dick down and then they turn into a zombie?
I guess.
Like how did it happen?
Well,
you know?
Well, clearly we see later.
Yeah. So it's interesting that they kill the love interest right away. Like, this is the only other character, pretty much, you know?
Yeah.
And to be like, oh, she's dead and now I'm on my own.
Well,
it just seems like there's...
It's kind of like Zombieland again, like apartment like 3B or whatever, where like he first experiences the apocalypse because his like neighbor like comes into his...
Did you know that was Amber Heard?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that for the longest time either.
Yeah.
Until someone told... I
watched
me.
The movie after all like the Amber Heard... like Johnny Depp stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then I saw in the credits it said Amber Heard. I was like, no fucking way.
You didn't like watch the movie? Like,
I watched the movie and I was like, that's a girl. She's, you know, pretty cute, I guess. I could see why you'd be pretty into her.
When she got cast as like Mira, I was like, what else is she in? And I'm like, oh, she's the neighbor or whatever.
Yeah. So anyway, that's pretty much all of issue one.
He
so,
also like confesses love to Otori.
Oh yeah,
he's like learning like courage somehow, even though it's like kind of late for a lot of this, you know.
Well, he's like, well, there's zombies out, so I better get to the courage.
Yeah,
I liked how at the end he's like, at least I got to see her titties.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he does like, learn how to look at the bright side.
I don't know, I guess depending on the universe that you're in, if like a bicycle would be enough to get away from zombies.
It seems like it is.
And wouldn't you like run like into
trapped.
More
yeah,
zombies
you just get
if you're, you know, ones that are down the road, like they'd come get you.
No, just like, go, you know, go around them.
Just swerve them.
Juke them out, you know? Start going right. And then when they're close enough, just boom, hit left.
Ankles. You'd have to get tired at some point, though. You know, slow down
a little bit. Not if there's zombies chasing you.
Yeah, that's fair. Your survival instinct kicks in.
Yeah. But yeah, a bike is an interesting one because there's not a whole lot of zombie stories where someone's getting around on a bike, you know?
Yeah.
So, second chapter. Akira wakes up thinking that this might have all been a dream, but thankfully, there's still zombies outside. So Akira finally cleans his room, and he just starts pounding beers. And I definitely relate to this dude's beer appreciation.
Yeah.
He like cleans his room. He's like, oh, I could crack open a cold one. He drinks it, and he's like, this is great. Whoever makes this stuff deserves a medal. Like, which is such a funny thing to say about beer, I think. I'm going to steal that.
It's probably like the most like... mediocre light beer.
Yeah, know? It's probably, yeah.
It's just the fact he hasn't drank in like 3 years or whatever.
Yeah, it's a Coors Light in Japan.
And then I feel like there's really good like onomatopoeia use here. Like when he opens up the can of beer, it's like spritz, and then he's like glug, 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 you know? When he's on the bike, I like it when he's like, there's the lettering, it just says pump, because he's like pumping on the bike. And so like he's really
I didn't catch that.
Yeah,
really
going. So there's some fun lettering here for sure. So Akira runs out of beer, so he goes to the store, and while he's at the store, he sees a pretty girl there, and Akira tries to get her number, but she sees that he's just hoarding beer and decides to stay alone, and also takes his bike.
On his way there, he like crawls down and passes his neighbors, but I'm going to the store, you need anything?
So nice.
Yeah.
Just like, the common courtesy of this man is unbelievable.
And they're just like, why is he living so freely?
Like, he's risking it all for like a beer run.
Yeah.
Which
understandable.
I can relate to, yeah.
I think this is also, I think that was also the time there were like some like women's magazines, or isn't that what?
Yeah. She's like, maybe some like, women's magazines?
Yeah. Dirty ones, please. Like those,
you dog up, you know? And
the girl in the convenience store is like, I would never like give you like a chance, meaning because like he's prioritizing beer over like essentials, you know, other things he could be getting here.
A red flag now.
He's a bum.
Yeah, and like all the zombies start like coming in, like breaking in through like the door, and she just like throws magazines on the floor, and they like all slip on him. I'm like, oh, that was so hard.
That is a pretty good idea.
Yeah,
and then just walks through
him. And then she steals his bike.
Yeah. There's some pretty horny shots here of this girl as well. Like, oh, there's just a full on like ass shot, and then he's like, "Whoa!" Like, just to check someone out and be like, "Whoa!" It's so funny.
And she looks young. Like, she doesn't like the other girl. Atori looks a lot older than this girl.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting.
They're all of age. That's what we're going with.
Yep. Legally of age. So Akira just decides to take a Harley motorcycle on the road. Apparently the zombie apocalypse happened during rush hour, so there's just a bunch of shit on the road.
Yeah, all the keys in the ignition.
All the keys, yeah.
It's good. Great.
And he just like has fun with it getting back home. And when he's back home, he decides to put together a bucket list, which includes hanging out with family and finding a girl.
And on his way back up, he stops by his neighbors and he doesn't see them, and there's blood marks all over their windows.
Yeah. So again, we introduce two characters, the only other two characters, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then they die. And so now the only other character in this
whole thing
is that girl.
She left.
So they were trapped in their room. They showed that. Like, as he was going down, they were like showing how that they were trapped in their like apartment complex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's just interesting that they've elected to just make this guy on his own for like this whole time.
Yeah.
So he's just like talking to himself the whole time.
I don't know why his neighbors didn't just go down the whatever he was going down escape as well. Yeah. They just kind of waited until they died.
I was like, that's some sort of like rain well or something.
Yep. So that was chapter 2. So now we're on chapter 3. Akira is trying to mark some things off his bucket list. He can't really grow a beard, so we had to cross that one off. Sad.
But he drew on himself for the beard. He's like, yep, that's not going to work.
Yep. And then he's like, well, let me try and hang out with some friends. So he tries texting people, calling people, whatever. He gets to Kencho on his contact list, who's this like super rich dude that he used to be friends with on like the rugby team, right?
Yeah,
like
in college.
Yeah.
And he's currently stuck in his hotel room with a zombie girl tied up for sexy time.
Yeah, they were in a bondage room.
Yeah.
It was one of those sexy hotels.
Yep. So he's like, oh, thank God I chained her up, you know? So was there like, is this like one of those like hotels in like Japan that are like, because escorts are like kind of legal there, right?
I think you're thinking of like Amsterdam.
Is that what I'm thinking of? Okay.
Yeah,
well, it seems like this whole hotel maybe themed like that, because it seems like this thing was installed in the hotel, you know? So I don't know what's going on
here. I'm sure there's
boutique
like boutique hotels,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that okay. for special interests.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sure. There's a flashback to Akira and Kencho where his friend Kencho is like super successful and Akira's like, I hate my job. It's sucking the life out of me. And he's like, you should just quit. That's my advice. And then that like kind of started an argument, I guess, and they haven't really talked to each other since. Then Akira shows up. He ends up saving Kencho and is like, dude, you were so right. I quit my job just recently. And it's been incredible this whole time. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, there's a whole zombie apocalypse.
So he finds Kencho because Kencho like texts him, meaning like the like cell phone towers are still working still works, you know?
Yeah.
It's very cush like apocalypse because he's watching TV earlier.
Yeah. You know? Who's keeping all that up, you know?
I don't know.
Who's working the.
Maybe it can work by itself for a little? I don't know.
Well, because I think this all just happened. Is this worldwide or is this just Japan?
It's probably only Japan's like an island. Japan, yeah. So it could
I think they brought, I think there was like a newscaster or something, or like there's a panel of just the news and they're like zombie apocalypse in Japan. I don't know. It could have been worldwide. I wasn't really paying attention or remember.
I would assume so. With how fast it happens, I assume like zombies are on some planes or on some boats or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder like how long like cell towers or satellites or TV would stay up, because in my mind someone just like pushes an on button and it just works, but like I assume it's not like that.
Self-sufficient. I kind of imagine like one person is like on like a bike or like a hamster wheel, you know.
Someone's running on a hamster wheel.
As soon as they become a zombie, no TV.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I assume that's how it works too. Yeah.
And so they're trapped on a rooftop. and they got to do like a Spider-Man jump from rooftop to rooftop in order to survive.
Yeah. Akira like apologizes and he's like, I'm so sorry that we got into a thing. Like, you're totally right. So then Akira jumps from one building to the other. And then Kensho's like, dude, what the fuck was that? Like, I can't jump between the buildings. And then he like admits that he was just talking big game and stuff. And he actually feels like empty inside and stuff. And he wants to be a comedian. Yeah. It's his job.
He was just as miserable.
And he like manages to build up the courage to jump across the buildings, but he like strips naked mid jump, it seems like.
Mid air, dude.
Mid air. He gets completely nude. You think I would not be able to do that.
I feel like that caused like wind resistance and you'd like,
you wouldn't make the jump.
Yeah.
Surely.
I was like, you need to get hella air to be able to take off clothes yeah. while jumping.
Yeah. It would take, I don't know if I could take off my clothes if I was like skydiving, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be hard. But I really enjoy that. Like, this shot is funny of him jumping because like the glare of the sun is what covers his junk.
Yeah.
It's like right under his butt cheeks or something.
I like how they had to like cover that up, but nothing else.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Everything
else. Tits are acceptable, but.
So. And I guess he would like get naked as like a joke when he was being funny to his friends. So he's like, just like the good old days. So Akira admits that, or Kensho admits that he wanted to do stand up, and you know, they just both have a beer together. I think on a roof.
It's on Akira's rooftop.
Oh yeah, okay. And they're both naked, I think. So
they are.
We're having just bros with the shirts.
Bros completely naked, having a beer, sitting on the rooftop, bare ass naked. We've all been there. So.
Yeah, just that rugby connection, I guess.
Yeah, and then he crosses off drink and laugh with my best bud, which is nice. Mm-hmm. And that's the end officially, but there's like a little epilogue.
We'll call this back matter.
Okay, yeah, we'll do back matter then.
Back matter matters. Carter, this chapter is not free, but was not important.
I didn't get this one.
It's okay.
So you can look at it. I'm going in blind here.
So, yeah, sorry.
What the hell?
By the time when I was trying to think of how to explain to Carter how to get the book, I forgot, like, oh, on Viz Manga, you can like rent, you can like get a subscription for like $4 a month, or you can read like the first three chapters of certain mangas for free. This one is a chapter 3.5, and it's just a little story about Shizuka.
Yeah, it's like her origin. Mikazuki. She's very serious, like about the whole zombie apocalypse, and she like studies all of the movies and books and whatever on how to survive a zombie apocalypse.
She runs a 10K every day, which is ridiculous.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, that is pretty ridiculous.
Like, you're burning calories, you know? It's like,
and pretty good time too. It looks like it's an hour and 1 minute, which is
like
better than what I ran it in December. So it's pretty good.
How many miles is that?
It's six
like
miles.
30? Oh, six? Okay.
30. 5K is 3.1, so a 10K is 6.2, and I think I ran it in like 65 minutes.
You think you just want to like not make yourself hungry and burning calories like that, you know, conserve the food that you're eating and whatnot?
Well, I think
she's probably more worried about,
I don't know if she had known about it at that point. Oh no, she did. She was listening to the radio as she was running.
Yeah, she's got...
But she's staying in shape. You know, she watched Zombieland, you know, and running, cardio is the most important rule.
Oh, yeah, it's like
that's
number
like the
one,
top
right?
resource, I think, for
probably
surviving a zombie apocalypse, you know?
But like 10K, you know?
I think it's pretty good, you know? Who knows how long zombies can run?
And she has her own bucket list, but it's more like a survival list, like things that she needs to do in order to survive.
Yeah, she makes like a SWOT analysis. You ever hear what that is? Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. People use that for like... like business plans and business models and stuff. They do like a SWOT analysis. And so I see it here and I just like had flashbacks to like business school, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it is a funny like juxtaposition because she like 100 things to do to stay alive.
Yeah.
And then Akira's like, here's what I want to do before I become a zombie.
Right.
Then we kind of just see when she met like Akira and took his bike, and that's pretty much it. Or like the little 3.5. But
I like how in Akira's 100 things he wants to do before he dies is try out dreadlocks.
yeah, that was so random. That was a strange one.
He does try out dreadlocks, I can confirm.
Yeah. We have the first
it does not work. It does not work, you know.
That's funny.
Everyone tells him like that it doesn't work.
Yeah, so we see like the first 33 things on his bucket list as back matter.
Yeah, so he like continues to like add to the list, and it does add up to like 100. Some are like kind of dumb or whatever, but
Like ride in an RV, pretty good one.
Yeah, they get an RV. It's
give cool. give free hugs. He's just out here hugging zombies.
Paint an oil painting. Build a treehouse.
Oh yeah, they find someone in the woods near like where his parents live who like is trying to make like a treehouse for some reason. So they don't necessarily stay in it, but they help a dude make one. And it's pretty sick.
Has he done sup yoga? The hell is that?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
Try sup yoga.
So that's gonna be interesting.
Build a ship in a bottle. That's a good one. That's a good one.
I thought they just come that way. You have to build it.
Yeah, you do.
Sounds like a pain in the dick.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that was Zom 100.
Yeah, pretty good.
And then what do you rate this book?
Okay, Carter, so we do ratings, but we don't do like, this is 5 out of 5. We do food sizes, but only food sizes that are like the funky sizes. So like a Cold Stone, you get like it, love it, gotta have it kind of deals. Or like a Starbucks, you know, venti.
Okay.
You know,
okay, I get the
Caniac combo.
Okay, or I got you.
So... I guess I'll just stick with ice cream. I think this is a, like a like it, you know?
Okay.
I think it's just like, you know, I'm craving something real quick. I got to satisfy my sweet tooth kind of deal. And then I just went and got this and I was like, that was fine. You know, that was good.
Yeah. And you eat it backwards.
And you eat it backwards. Yeah. You start from the bottom.
you eat it with the handle.
Yeah. I thought it was good. Yeah, I mean, it's enjoyable. It's a funny concept, and I think he does pretty good with like the comedy aspects of it, which can be, I think, pretty hard to land when you're like reading something.
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty good. Good recommendation.
Thanks, man. The anime will be coming out like on the 9th, which is like 2 days after this drops.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I give this a 6-pack of Asahi, which is Japanese beer that I like.
Nice.
It's like. It's kind of like a Bud Light or something for Japan.
Okay.
But nice. still very crushable.
Nice. I feel like if when the anime drops, I'll probably watch it and it'll probably be just as funny and just as cool.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give it a slight double from In-N-Out.
Oh, there we go. Number one.
Yeah.
Grilled onions?
Wait, just the sandwich?
I don't know if it's grilled onions or the onions. I think it's just regular onions.
So just the burger, no combo.
No combo.
Okay, okay. Yeah. That's fair.
But still good, you know?
Yeah, still good, yeah. So
you crush it pretty fast.
Yeah.
Like you do in this book.
I don't know. If I'm going to double with no grilled onions, it's like, why did I even go, you know?
Yeah, that is fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grilled onions.
Is that how you feel about this? Like, why did you even
do this? Grilled onions is a privilege, though. I actually liked it. For being the first like manga that I've actually read, it's actually not that bad. Mm-hmm. And it was enjoyable to read. So
I've been very snobby with manga. Like, I really like reading stuff that is like not an anime, you know?
You like all the Berserk stuff?
Yeah, Berserk yeah. has had an anime, but just like a short one.
Yeah.
And I'm past it now. But yeah, like when this got an anime, I'm like, fuck, like, can't enjoy it anymore.
Oh, my Lord.
So what are some of the highlights of the 40 or so chapters?
So I told you about this before, but he goes to with Kensho and, you know, the gang and whatnot. They go to like an aquarium for some reason. They just get cornered into one and there's a zombie shark.
That is pretty cool.
It was so fucking cool.
I love when zombies are animals.
And the zombie shark broke out of the glass, and that zombie shark had like eaten other zombies. Mm-hmm. And the zombies in him, like their legs, like ripped out of its stomach,
yeah,
and he was able to walk around.
Ah, that's crazy.
I was like,
I can't wait to see that in the anime.
That'd be pretty cool.
It was fucking crazy. I was like, oh my god, yeah. And
how big is their gang?
It's just like him, Kensho,
the girl
Shizuka, and then this other girl. I can't remember her name though. It was kind of hard.
Gotcha.
But yeah, he goes to visit like his parents, and that's nice. His parents have like a pretty sick setup.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to where like you need to like take a train in order to get there, and so they just like blocked this like tunnel. Nice. And so they're basically chill, and they like were just farming already.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Well, they're cool. Already farmers, so they're pretty set already. So yeah. That's about where I'm at right now.
Cool.
So yeah.
What is it? Is it going to be on just like Crunchyroll or something, or will it be on Hulu? Is it going to be like a big North American one?
Netflix and Hulu, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be on Crunchyroll too, because it's like a Viz manga. So. Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. Like, sometimes it's on all of them, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's not even on Crunchyroll. I have to, like, go elsewhere to watch it.
Yeah.
Just kind of lame.
You should get a VPN.
True.
Yeah. And just say we're accessing from Japan.
Yeah.
See what we get.
Dude, Japanese Netflix is probably sick, but
it is probably wild.
You probably can't, like, read most of the stuff if you, like, scroll through it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Be like, oh, I know that picture. That's Breaking Bad.
And then Walter White's, like, dubbed in Japanese.
All right. And let's get into the pull list, colon.
Shove it in your box.
The pull list, what did you shove in your box?
Carter, a box is when you go to the comic shop and you subscribe to different comics that come out monthly and stuff, and they put it in the thing called your box. So that's why we call it that.
Nice. And the list of comics that you are subscribed to is called your pull list.
Oh, okay.
And so
normally I would have gone to the shop today, but we're recording a day early, so I don't even know what's coming out tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm like a kid in a candy store when I go to the comic shop. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to find here, but you know.
I can't do that because I'll forget something. I'll miss something.
Yeah, you go like...
I go on Saturdays.
Week. Yeah.
Yeah. And not every week. So I need to have like a list so I don't forget and then just leave.
So you tell me what's coming out.
So we got Doom Patrol number 4.
Oh, I love that book.
We got Brave and the Bold number 2. Are you reading Brave and the Bold?
I picked the first one up.
Okay.
But I haven't read it.
Gotcha. And there might be more stuff that you're reading, but that's all that I'm getting this week.
Oh, okay.
And then I need bags and boards because I'm out.
Do you still bag and board everything?
Yeah. You don't bag and board shit?
No, not everything.
What do you bag and board? Just number
like
ones?
Some stuff I think that will be pretty cool that I'll hang on to for a while, but like some stuff it's too much work to do all that, I think. So I just like...
It takes like 2 seconds.
It's just so much. It's easier to just throw it all in.
What takes a lot of work is buying the packs of the bags and boards
and then like
and then bagging them yourself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm just like,
Yeah, I just throw on like a show or something that I can just listen to and then just sit there for like a half an hour doing it. it's like housekeeping.
It's honest work.
Yeah, it's on. It's not much, but it's honest work.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I'll pick up that stuff.
Car, did you get any new comics? Are you getting any new comics?
No, dude, I don't ever.
Did we inspire you to read more manga?
I probably will. Only actually, there was an app that I have that I was reading some of the manga.
Is it Shonen Jump?
Not, I think so.
Yeah,
I think it was Shonen Jump, but I have not read it as much. I'm just watching a bunch of different other shows at the moment.
What are you watching?
So one of the big ones that I'm watching is Mashal. It's still releasing, but it's super funny. It's about a dude that has no magic, and he's just super buff, and he's like extremely strong. And is
it in a world where there is magic?
Yeah, he's in a world where there's magic, and they have like these lines on their face that determine how much magic they have. Mm. And so, like the highest I've seen so far is like 3 lines, and that means like he's like a noble pretty much, and he has no magic, and he's just super strong. And
they kill people that are like not magic users. And so he has to pretend with his strength that he has magic.
So he just has like,
he draw like a line.
He just
on
has
him
like a sharpie on his hand.
Like that's pretty good. There's like it's just like Saitama in Harry Potter, you know?
Yeah.
There's one of my favorite bits is like they're playing like Quidditch or whatever, and he like has his broom, but he can't like fly. So he just like jumps really high and then kicks his legs really fucking fast, and he like flies.
That's awesome.
And just like shit like that. And so, and he's like actually like beating people in like certain battles just because he's like super fast and shit.
That's fun.
And he's like whooping them too.
What a crazy idea.
And he's like lying to them, like saying that he has like muscle enhancement magic, but he's just super
he's
strong.
Just strong.
Yeah, he's just strong.
He's like, well, I got to keep working out, I guess, so I can survive.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Nice. That's cool. What else?
There's a bunch of that. Let's see what else. I'm watching a bunch of isekai, which are like anime where they have like a shitty life and they'll die randomly by some unfortunate thing that wasn't really supposed to happen, and then God will like give them a reincarnation in a different world, and most of the time that has magic and they're like super overpowered in the world. And so I've just been watching a lot of those recently because I don't know, I just kind of like
that's like a genre.
Yeah, it's a genre of Japanese
interesting
anime. Yeah, but like they reincarnate and they're like super overpowered, and it's just fun to see them be like super strong. But this one, she actually asked God to have average abilities, but how God did that was like he averaged like the top magic user, which is like a dragon or something, mm-hmm. to like a normal person with no magic, and her average ability is a lot higher than just the normal person, so she's just super overpowered regardless. Whoa. Even though she asked for average abilities. So it's just cool little things flex. Like that. Yeah, no.
For it's sure, for sure.
A lot of cool ones.
Did you read anything, Nathan?
No, I didn't get the chance to read anything.
Dude, you probably knocked this out in like 30 minutes and you didn't read anything else?
Well, I started reading it like the day after and I was like, oh, this will go fast. I don't have to like worry too much about it. And I forgot for like a little bit. Had a busy weekend, you know? So yeah.
Dang.
I was going to try and read Night Fever.
I had a feeling you were going to try and read it.
Yeah, but didn't get the chance to.
Me neither.
But we're going on a plane.
Yeah.
For how long is that flight going to be?
2 hours, maybe.
It's not, it's not a long flight at all.
I'll knock something out.
Yeah.
You know, on the plane, both sides or both ways. So.
And I read that the book Godzilla, Here There Be Dragons.
Nice.
It's a book. It's like Godzilla versus like pirates.
I don't feel like that's going to be a very like interesting.
It does seem pretty cool.
It's so good.
Is it really?
It's so good.
So I should have picked it up.
It's like this like pirate that like the army like captures, and he's just like in prison, and he's like telling the story of like the dragon or whatever, and he's telling him, trying to convince them to take him to go with them to like Monster Island where yeah. he's like from, and there's like a treasure there where a dude like left his treasure, and knowing they'd be safe because it's on Monster Island and Godzilla like protects it.
Yeah.
And it's great. I loved it so much.
Really?
Unironically, I was like, all right, let's see what this is about. I thought I was picking it up just for funsies, but I was like, I can't wait for the next one.
Oh, dude, I love finding books like that. Yeah. I saw it and I was like, I remember talking about this. That seems really fun. I think it was just a big week or something and I just didn't pick it up. I didn't want to get a new number one to follow.
Yeah.
But yeah, sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. I read Doom Patrol number 3. That was probably like one of the better... they're all really good. But yeah, that was probably my favorite so far.
Yeah, just they
making Green Lanterns look dumb.
Yeah, they always are. It's a bit of a joke, a little bit. Well, I mean, they kind of like outsmarted them.
Yeah.
So it was cool to see that they picked like Kyle Rayner.
I didn't know he was still around.
Yeah, he always pops in every once in a while. I don't think he's even. I don't know what he's doing like currently in like the DC universe because he doesn't have his own run, but. Yeah, that book is so good.
Yeah, and the dude with like the Starro, like mm-hmm. the little Starro yeah. on him. I'm like, oh, this is genius. And he just separates it. But yeah, pretty cool.
Good book.
Yeah, I finished the Brave and the Bold, number 1. So that's got like 4 stories in it, right?
Are those, so it's like an anthology, but the
continues.
Individual stories continue?
Yeah.
Okay. So
it's kind of like a manga magazine.
Okay, interesting.
And the last one is written and drawn by Dan Mora. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
It's so sick. It's like a feature Batman, but not like Batman Beyond. It's just like a feature one. And those designs are insane.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll have to read that then.
don't just skip to the back. Read it all. It's all pretty good, yeah. Honestly. I was like not looking forward to the rest, but they ended up being like pretty solid.
Nice. Okay, cool.
Did you watch anything?
Me and Sophie started watching Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh yeah,
great!
Which is pretty good so far.
Yeah, how far are you?
Like 6-7 episodes in.
Mm.
So I saw the dog one.
Ah, so sad.
Yeah, and then
the dog die.
No, so do you want to explain it?
Yeah,
you
recently watched it. Basically, have you seen the show at all, or do you know what it's about? Okay,
so one of the brothers is like a robot or something.
Yeah. So basically, there's alchemists. They basically are just scientists that do like supernatural science. Pretty much.
Yeah.
His brother had died along with his mom. And so he was able to reincarnate the soul of his brother and put his soul in like that big armor.
Yeah.
And he looks fucking awesome. It's a really great idea. Sick, honestly. Yeah. Just like have this like little kid. And he's still like a 6-year-old, but he's just in his huge armor. Yeah. So it's a fun dynamic there, I think.
Can he talk?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And the main character, what's his name? They call him Full Metal. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Sure. Yeah, they call him Full Metal.
He's got a metal, dude.
I think his name's like Edward or something. But
yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It is Edward.
When you do magic, it's supposed to like equal out and something's supposed to be taken away if you like create matter or whatever, like matter gets taken away. I don't really know how it works.
Like, like what he did was basically unlawful because you're bringing someone back from the dead pretty much. Sure.
And that's very taboo or whatever.
And
right?
so he had to lose his arm for it. And so he has a robot arm. Yeah, he built a robotic arm or someone built it for him. Yeah. I can't remember.
So anyway, they work for like the very government 90s. Pretty much to like just check on like other alchemists, see what they're doing, making sure it's not like, you know, illegal, which is ironic because he definitely did something illegal. But definitely. There's this one where he's trying to like, there's this guy who's trying to pass this like certification, and he has like a specific area of study that's with like chimeras, which is just making like animals intelligent. I'm pretty sure. And basically like we meet his daughter, we meet their dog, and they're like, wow, what a nice happy family. This guy's really stressed about, you know, passing the certification, but you know, I think they were like trying to help him out even. And then, you know, he takes the certification. They go over the next day because they were supposed to play with like the little girl and the dog. Turns out he morphed them together to become a chimera. So his daughter morphed with like a dog and was like barely kind of like functioning. And like the dog like talked now. And then they were like, this is super fucked up and unethical. Like you can't reverse this kind of deal. Yeah. It's very clearly like a different like thing that you've created all together and just to get like a certification.
Like
right?
it could talk, but like it was miserable basically trying to come up with words.
Yeah. And it had this like really off-putting voice and it was like, can we play now? Like kind of.
It was very
creepy.
Well, yeah. Because it was like the dad was basically telling his daughter that if the daughter did that for him, that he would play with them.
Yeah.
But then like it didn't work out and fucked. It didn't work out and he just totally disregarded them.
Yeah. And then at the end of that episode, there's a dude that's like hunting different alchemists and he kills the dad and the chimera that he made. So at the same time, he kills a dog and a little girl.
Yeah.
Dang. Bad anime.
So I'm like, wow. Not only were they doing like not only are they killing a dog, they killed a little kid at the same time, which is crazy.
Was that when you met Scar? Is that the guy with the X on his face?
Yeah, he's got the X on his face. Yeah. Show's pretty good. I think it's like fairly creative. So far, I'm not so far in, but
it's only a pretty popular like starter anime. I think.
It is a very
Sophie really likes
one.
It, so I was like, we'll watch that because I made her watch Invincible.
One I ever watched.
And so I was like, I'll watch something you want to watch. I just want to watch Invincible again, you know. And so yeah, we're watching that.
Did you watch the new season, The Bear?
No, I haven't finished the first season. To be fair, but
really, oh,
I was still working on it.
It's so good.
Yeah, I know it is good. I like it a lot. Have you?
Yeah, we're done with it.
Good?
Dang.
Yeah, great. Like, very good? I wanted to watch it, like, again. Like, after
really?
We're done. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I like, went on with my day the next day, and I was like,
just thinking about
can't wait to go home and watch The Bear. I'm like, oh, fuck, we're done. like, we should just watch it again.
It is a really, like, interesting show, because it's so, the pacing of it's so fast and, like, stressful.
Yeah.
And that's, like, you know, very representative of, like, how stressed he is all the time.
Yeah. Dude, there's this one episode where he's, like, it's, like, Christmas, and it's, like, a flashback family episode, and the cast was so fucking stacked. It was ridiculous.
Who?
His like stepdad, Bob Odenkirk.
Nice.
His mom.
That's awesome.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. His brother, John Bernthal. His like, his cousin was like Sarah Paulson. You'd have to like look it up.
Okay.
And then his cousin was married to John Mulaney.
Oh my gosh. What? Yeah. That's so weird.
I was like, what? I said like six times.
I guess people like just like the show and they're like, yeah, it'll be.
Yeah. A like yeah. Put me in this. Yeah.
I love Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah. It was great. Yeah. I think that's all that was in it. But that episode was like an hour and a half.
What?
Yeah. Cause they're all like a half hour.
Yeah.
Down. Yeah. We're like, okay, we'll watch one more. And it was that episode. And it was like an hour and a half.
That's funny.
But yeah, pretty good. Highly recommend.
Nice.
But we all watched Stukin Invasion episode one, didn't we?
We sure did.
We did.
Yeah.
Oh, you did too. Okay.
I did too. Yeah. So I could be a part of this conversation.
The
I was assigned. Yeah. I was like, Daniel, what do I need? He's like, you should also watch this just so you're in the know.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
So
I have one question before we start.
Let's go.
Agent Ross, that wasn't actually him, right? It was just someone, an imposter, right? Because technically.
That was a Skrull.
It was a Skrull.
But
it was not Agent Ross.
It's unclear whether Ross has been a Skrull the whole time, but I don't think that he has been.
Probably I was about not. To say, because isn't he like under custody for helping Black Panther or something like that?
I don't think he's under custody, but he was helping around.
He's probably
in
trouble.
That's like the thing. That's kind of the concept is like anybody could have been a Skrull for any amount of time.
True.
because they first came here like 30 years ago.
It looks
so
cool.
it could have been that like Ross has been a Skrull this whole time, you know. So
have we seen
but not that one.
But not have like we, that one. That one was an evil one.
Have we seen Skrulls before this?
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. I remember seeing them. I just don't remember what movie it was.
Yeah. So real quick, we didn't get this. Episode 2 comes out tomorrow. We would have normally talked about it today.
Yeah.
But next week we'll probably just talk about the two episodes. 2 and 3, right?
Yeah.
Or at least two.
Well, at least two, dude. I can't like watch it in the morning.
Yeah, you know? That's fair. Okay. What'd you think?
I thought it was like a little boring.
It is a little boring, huh?
There's a lot of walking.
Like, I know. Why are they just fucking walking around places? Like,
yeah.
I do miss like the sassiness of like Nick Fury. And so I think he was a bit sassy in here. And in like the way where he's like very confident about like whatever, you know, situation he's in. So when he's going to that like painter dude that also makes the bombs.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that scene because he's like, you just lied. Everybody gets one. Nobody gets two. You know, and I was like, this is fun. I wish he saw the eye patch, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
He looks still kind of hard with like the scar.
He does look hard.
Maybe he was just sick of it. He's like, if I'm doing like 8 episodes of this shit, like no more eye patch.
Yeah. I kind of like some of the Skrull stuff. You know, they're trying to like take over Earth and they take over like the Russian abandoned radioactive sites.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
There's like, you know, what are you looking for? And it's like home in my own skin or whatever. And I'm like, that's a pretty hard line.
I thought it was when like Emilia Clarke comes in, he's like, welcome to New Skrullos.
That was so bad.
I'm like, that's fucking terrible.
That name. Is such a bad name. Like
Skrullos. That's what you got?
Yeah. Like
you just add OS.
We should have a city somewhere on Earth and it's just like, welcome to New Humanos. Like that's so, it's like name it like a utopia or something, you know?
Yeah.
But like Skrullos is so cringe.
Yeah. Not a fan of that. That was the first check mark for me. I was like, ugh.
It's interesting learning, I guess, about like Talos's family, like a little bit, but they kind of put a big focus on it. And they're like, you know, Talos's wife died.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow, it's such a big deal. And I'm like, who? You know?
Like,
and there's a daughter, and Emilia Clarke's like the person working for the, you know, whatever. And I was like, okay, there's something here, I guess. But
I can't get past like an alien having like a British accent.
No, I'm fine with that. No, I mean, because they have to like mimic the person that they've taken or whatever.
I guess.
That whole process is actually pretty interesting. They like have a knee now next to them, take their face. Imagine seeing that.
Yeah.
That would be fucking terrifying.
Did you see those like beams going in their head? Is that like memories and shit?
I think that's how they take memories, yeah.
Okay. And that clears up a lot.
It incapacitates them, I think.
I don't think it paralyzes them or something like that.
I don't think normally they would be that equipped to like take over that person unless they have that.
But if it's like a government person, you got no codes and shit, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I think it just paralyzed him because he like touched his forehead pretty much and then like took his memories. I think that helps him
though, because I don't think normally you can just turn into a person and then take their memories.
Because
I feel like they would do that a lot. And if they can, then I think that's a little overpowered.
It is maybe kinda,
and less interesting. Because I'd prefer if like a Skrull is like, you know, in a big crowd or whatever, maybe, or someone tries to like take over Nick Fury. But since they don't have the memories, they don't have like whatever code that Nick Fury might have set up with somebody, you know?
Yeah.
So.
But that's also how I was kind of confused. I was like, how did they get Agent Ross, his face? It's like, did someone just happen to get really close to him and able to like copy his face?
I guess, yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, it seems like they're like Transformers. They see a car driving by and they're like, yeah, I'll just be that Camaro, you know?
That's fair.
So. But like, it's fine.
The explosions at the end were really good, I thought. Like, just the. Yeah. How they looked, you know.
I do like that scene where Nick Fury's like following that little girl with like the ball,
and then he was just changing.
Turns out like he was also the guy in the bar, and then
he was. Okay, I didn't make that connection.
Yeah, and so I was like, this is cool.
I just thought he was just a random dude.
Yeah.
So I assume that Gravik, the main baddie of the Skrulls, was that little girl.
Yeah.
Or maybe he at least knows that Nick saw a little girl. I assume he was the guy in the bar. You know.
Okay.
I just assume all these things.
Just the way the guy at the bar was just talking to him.
Yeah.
But it did seem that it was like a bar that they frequently visited from what Agent Hill said.
Yeah.
But. And also the Queen of Dragons was in this.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool to see her. I'm glad that she's doing stuff.
Other things.
I hope I like her character more later, you know, but she's whatever right now.
I feel like if Maria Hill is going to die, it should have been like at least at the end of the season.
This was like quite the fake early. Out. Yeah. I'm like, there's hardly any characters left.
I know. I'm like, I really don't care about anybody else in this. Because I like Maria Hill. I like Robin.
Yeah, Robin Scherbatsky.
Robin Scherbatsky. She's... And people are complaining that it's like bridging. I don't really think so. But... You know, it'll obviously be a thing where Nick Fury's gonna be like, "Man, I gotta get my shit together because my friend died." You know,
I thought,
but I feel like it's weird.
But I just wanted to see more Maria Hill, and I'm sad that she died like first episode.
Yeah, we didn't get that much. I thought like Nick,
you'd think Nick, the explosions I Nick
Fury
would be,
like shot a scroll trying to be Maria Hill. I'm like, see, oh, she got. I wish
they
got him.
I wish they played more into that. Like, I wish it was like a little bit more of like, okay, did Nick Fury shoot a scroll or does scroll shoot Maria Hill? You know,
right?
I wish, but it was pretty clear, like immediately. Yeah. Oh fuck, those, you got duped. You know,
because he just
I didn't know until Maria Hill did not turn into a scroll. You know, after she's dead.
I think they did a good job establishing that, like they turn back after they die,
or maybe it was like a fake out to where like Nick Fury like accidentally shot her, thinking that she was a scroll.
No, that was Gravik.
I get that, yeah. But like that could also happen.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, it is weird, like not having like any superheroes like there or whatever, and like because obviously the Secret Invasion event had like every superhero could have been a Skrull, whatever. It's just weird that it just turned that this show is just like this political thing kind of where it's like
yeah
you know there's just like a political refugee Skrull. Yeah. Like I get it, I just don't know how exciting it's gonna be. How many episodes is this? Eight?
I think it's
six or eight.
I just don't know how exciting it'll be, so I'm gonna be a little critical, especially now it's only Nick Fury. Like
I'll watch it, you know, but I think can't say I'm stoked.
Yeah. I think it's going to be interesting. Well, I don't know what her name is, but I'm just going to refer to her as the Queen of Dragons because that's all I know. But I thought it was interesting how they...
Gaia?
I think it was G.
Anyway. It was like G-I-A or something like that, Gaia.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was interesting how they just like... She was like telling Talos that she was going to help him by spraying the bags so that they could see. But it just ended up being a fake out. And
did
like,
she know that there were no bombs in those bags?
Because they seem pretty empty.
They might not have.
I didn't even think about that. She would have been like, "These don't feel like they have bombs in them, huh?"
Yeah.
So,
because they throw them on the ground. And
so, like, how is she gonna be a good guy?
Well, I guess
after she makes the pass off,
she's clearly not helping. You know,
but
she sprayed it to make it seem like she's helping. You know,
I was like, I mean, I guess they did lose sight of them, and they may have just ditched them, but still, regardless,
real quick, maybe. I don't know.
I think they're probably set up before they got there.
Yeah.
It did look like they were set up. So.
Yeah, big explosions.
Anyway, it's okay so far.
It's solid.
We'll see. They definitely faked us out with the trailers because the trailers made it look so good.
I know. I was like, this is like one of my most like anticipated like Disney Plus series. And I watched the first episode and I was like.
I was not excited until the trailer and then it died again once I watched it.
Yeah, I was like, ugh. But we'll see. Maybe the next couple will be good, but.
Yeah. Anyway, what are we going to read next week, Nathan?
What are we going to read next week?
We're going to read Spawn.
We are going to read Spawn.
Finally.
Nice. Parker's going to come on?
Yep.
Nice.
Sick.
The dude that got me into comics and for some reason really likes Spawn.
Yeah.
So we're going to read the first trade of Spawn. Pretty.
I'm going to try and watch the movie then. Because doesn't look good.
That shitty movie.
Yeah.
We've seen it, I think.
No, I have not.
When we lived with mom.
No way.
I think we saw it one day.
Maybe you watched it.
Maybe I watched it alone, but I remember it, you know, fairly vividly.
Okay.
And they also had that animated show.
I've seen like a couple episodes of the animated show.
And Todd McFarlane's like, what if you died and you went to hell? Like at the beginning. Like every episode for like 30 seconds, the creator respawn is like very gothic. In it,
it's like black and white or something.
Yeah, it's like black and white, and he's like, "What if hell was a real place?" Or he just like says something really weird some at the beginning, stuff. Yeah. And then it just goes
it's like into, an intro,
and then it goes into a cartoon, and I'm like, "What is this?" So it's a very funky show, but we'll read Spawn.
Very exciting. Sounds good.
Yep.
Carter, thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you and for inviting me. It's about time.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
You've been so busy.
Yeah, I have. I actually have been pretty busy just doing stuff.
We'll see you next summer or something.
Yeah. We'll see you after another 170 episodes.
Maybe we'll do a comic when I come back.
That would be ideal.
Well, One Piece comes out in August. We can do One Piece.
One Piece.
If we must.
I'd be down for One Piece.
That'd be sick. Maybe We could even do more. We could do the first like omnibus, which is like three volumes.
Disagree.
Wow.
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 Lame. Loser.
Wow. Okay. All right. Thanks for listening, watching. Yeah, we got
follow.
Give us a follow. All our shit's in our link tree. You can email us at traderbearspod@gmail.com.
Give us a recommendation.
Give us a recommendation. Tell us what
manga.
Tell us what manga you love.
This is not an opening of the floodgates of manga reading. It's a by manga. The way, we got plenty of comics to read.
Yeah.
So, but recommend some more comics.
So, yeah. Or anime. All right. Okay. Bye.